Our next guest is also going to be at Quicken Loans Arena tonight. He'll be on the call along with John Michael as the Cavaliers take on the Heat for the second time in about 5 days. Jim Jones with the Cleveland Cavaliers Radio Network joining us here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. Don't forget, when we wrap up with Jim Jones, that'll be your cue to call to win a four-pack of tickets to the January 8th game between the Cavaliers and the Indiana Pacers down at Quicken Loans Arena, thanks to your locally owned and operated North Ridgeville Convenience Sunoco. Jim, thank you very much for the time, as always. We appreciate you joining us. Happy New Year to you and yours. And, well, we'll dive into the Cavaliers and hope that tonight they can actually put that losing streak aside and snap that six-game skid. They've got some new faces coming back into the lineup, one brand new to the team, and Patrick McCaw. We'll start with him. Thoughts on what he can offer the Cavaliers, the lengthy shooting guard? What are some of the things that he can offer to the Cavaliers?
Well, after watching him in the playoffs last season, I thought that he's probably the prototype of what teams are looking for, a long-range player who can play multiple positions, that can create his own shot, and smart enough to be able to create for someone else off the dribble. He can do all of those things. They had a two-hour practice the other day, and we had a chance to watch him in some controlled scrimmages, and I thought he made all the right decisions. He's very smooth. He can beat you off the dribble. And like I said, you know, his value is his ability to play more than two positions.
What's interesting about him being added to this team, Jim, is the fact that, boy, you have to admire the job that has been done by Coach Drew and company, because it seems like he's had to reshuffle the deck a number of times throughout the course of the season. This roster has changed dramatically. Even since the opener a few months ago, this is another new name to add to the list. Obviously, he's coming in to try and help things out a little bit here, but I think, Jim, you'd agree, this is just another reason why Larry Drew, sometimes the record doesn't tell the entire story about the job that he's done.
Yeah, and in this case, it doesn't, because Drew has done the thing that most coaches fear. When you're losing games and you're losing roster position, meaning that you don't have the depth, you know, to go in there and really compete against certain teams because you just don't have the depth, he's been able to keep these kids competitive. They still believe they could win. I look into their eyes every day that I go to practice, and they're confident. And they're still having fun, but they're working awfully hard to try to correct this thing in spite of their circumstances.
One of the other players that's really benefited from a lot more playing time is Jaron Blossom game. You know, incredible how he's made such an impact after starting in the G League. And this is a guy that's seen not only a lot more playing time, but he's actually seen some time in the starting lineup as well. What are your thoughts on his general development over the last month?
Toughness. Toughness can guard guards. Two guards can guard wings. When we go small, you know, he's been able to take over Nwaba's spot and even guard some power forwards from time to time. But he makes us quicker, and when he sets his feet, he can make shots. I think it's the most pleasant surprise we've had of all of our new young players is got to be this guy, because he's sturdy. And he won't beat you. He won't make a lot of mistakes. Doesn't try to do things he can't do. He's a very smart player.
Jim Jones with the Cleveland Cavaliers Radio Network joining us here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. Boy, for Colin Sexton, anytime you bring a rookie into the fray, you know, it's going to be up and down a little bit throughout the course of the season. Colin Sexton has had a season with some peaks and valleys along the way, and he struggled a bit shooting the last four or five games. And I know that throughout the course of the year with a rookie, you kind of got to be patient. That's the way to approach this. But he's had some shooting woes of late. To what can you attribute some of these recent shooting struggles for Colin Sexton?
Well, he just has to play smarter. And I'm sure they get the scouting report on where his strengths are and his weaknesses. Most teams try to keep him out of the transition game. They either deny him the ball or they guard him really close so he doesn't get ahead of steam once he crosses half court. They know he's a mid-range shooter, so they try to rotate stronger to him off the dribble to try to contest his shots and close out on him. They're doing the little things, and it's bothering him a little bit, but it's understandable. This is a rookie that's getting starter minutes. You know, he's not starting and then going to sit down. He's been in the fight, and so it's going to take a while so that he can make the adjustment. He works hard, They're drilling him before practice, after practice. I heard he looks at a lot of film. They sit with him. Coach Drew is always talking to him through the course of the game, you know, trying to speed up the learning process. And after that, guys, you know, with only nine players, you know, he doesn't get a lot of rest either. So it's just a matter of getting some people back healthy. And hopefully McCall will help. And that's what I'm looking forward to, who can play two positions. And so that means that sometimes Colin can play off the guard. He can take a deep breath and not have to have the ball, but try to move without it. All those little fundamental things are what he's going through right now.
And it's easy for everyone to sit there and digest and dissect all that he's done right and wrong throughout the course of the season.
Yes.
And, you know, he's come up under some fire over the course of the year to this point anyways, because he's not been the kind of facilitator, I think, that many fans may have expected. But that's also something I feel like he's going to learn along the way. How would you say he's progressed in that particular area? The numbers don't really show that he's progressed a ton as a facilitator, but how do you think he's progressed in that category?
Well, I thought he had his best game in Atlanta. I think he had double-digit points. He had six assists. He had some steals. I thought he did some things very well. And just those assists alone let me know that he's capable of being assist a man and, you know, getting us organized and finding the open man off the dribble and not putting blinders on and just looking for his own shot. So he has a mind adjustment. You know, down in Alabama and AAU, all he did was my game. I score. No. In our league, you have to do more. Only bench players are allowed to be one-dimensional. When you're a starter, especially a guard in our league that is guard-heavy and guard-prominent and guard-dependent, you have to do more than get your own shot. You have to help others get theirs. And sometimes it's not a direct pass. Sometimes it's a hockey pass that leads to the score. But he's got to recognize that, and he's got to understand that. And that's going to determine how good a player he'll be.
Jim, how much of the NBA game is about that, making those adjustments to really prevent defenses from being able to take you out of the game? Is that what the greats do best?
No, not necessarily the greats, but that's what's necessary if you're going to play in our league. You have to be able to adjust. You have to be able to add something to your game or take something away, because everybody you play against was a star in their own right. So they have confidence, certain things they do well, certain things that maybe you don't do well. And so you've got to find something that you can do every night and that the team could count on. And if you're a guard, if you're any player, there's a certain profile that goes along with it. And if you're going to play and get minutes, you have to meet that profile and expectations. And this is all part of the game. I mean, this is what basketball, life, everything is about. It's about accepting responsibility, understanding your job set, understanding your position on the floor, and going out there and trying to create some more value in yourself so that the coach will call your number or he'll give you extended minutes.
Along those same lines, you know, sticking with progression and how guys have progressed throughout the course of the year, Chetty Osmond, another guy that he seems to have had some peaks and valleys. He had a nice performance, though, on Saturday. I mean, really kind of stumped the stat sheet, played well against the Hawks, unfortunately, in a loss. But this is another guy, I think, that certainly struggled a bit with consistency. But, Jim, you can certainly see the flashes there, can't you?
Yeah, you can. With Chetty, it's just a matter of going through the league two or three times. Before he feels comfortable, where no matter what comes up, he'll be able to adjust. He's struggling in the half court. He's struggling in the five-on-five. In transition, fast break, early in the clock, he's fine. There's only a few decisions that need to be made because you got space and you have options. But what happens when they minimize your options and you might want to drive in your mind, but there's a big guy or the defense is rotated there? He's got to understand how to deal with that, and what's the best thing to do. So it's decision-making. And when he doesn't make the decision, the right decision, two or three times in a row, and he makes the wrong decisions, there's a loss of confidence. There's an apprehension. And he has to get over that. And I'm sure he will. He's working. He's confident. I don't know if he's ever been through what he's going through now on this level, but he's shown some brightness in the last five or six games that he's trying to figure out other ways that he can score. We know he's going to defend, and we know he's going to rebound, and we know that he'll make the pass. But he's trying to figure out, where can I still get my points? What can they count on me to get every night? And that'll work itself out. These are all part of the growing pains of a very young team where you have a bunch of young players that this team in this particular year are counting on, and they don't have a lot of in-game experience.
One of the guys that certainly seems to have thrived throughout the course of the year, albeit not with wins and losses, but he seems to be able to produce regardless of the unit that he is out there with and regardless of the group that he's out there with, and that's Larry Nance Jr. I know we talk about him quite a bit because, you know, Jim, in a season where things haven't exactly gone well, he certainly seems to be the one guy that stands out consistently night in and night out.
Yeah, I think that he and Clarkson are our best players, you know, and easily. And, of course, Tristan, until he got hurt, was our best player and leader. But the thing that Nance gives us is tremendous versatility. He's multi-talented, and he's figuring out a way that he can be productive and help this team. And the way that he's doing it, he understands it's more than just scoring. And he was shy when he came here. He wouldn't look for a shot. But as we all know that have played this game, if you can score, it makes your passing and other options easier because you draw the attention of the defense for one particular option. So he's figuring some things out. He's a very, very smart kid. His only failing is probably he thinks too much, but he's trying to get things done, and he's trying to be a benefit to his team. And that's what we are with him, you know, and he's going to get better. And he's a young, big body. We're asking him to play, if you want to call it a position, the center position. And he's not a center. He's a power forward. And he's asked to do that. The thing that I've noticed that I'm encouraged is that he's become more physical. His play has become more physical. He's throwing his body around. He's having more of a physical presence. And he has to have that if he's going to be a big in our league.
Of course, the Cavaliers take on the Miami Heat tonight. Feels like we did this not too long ago, Jim. 5 days ago, Cavaliers, the Miami Heat just met down in South Beach. But, of course, the Cavaliers are hosting this time around. What are you looking forward to? What kinds of matchups really kind of catch your eye in tonight's contest?
Well, it's their guard play. You know, Tyler Johnson, you know, those types of players. Josh, I can think of his name. Josh Anderson, you know, those kind of kids. They give us issues because our guard play has struggled. They play a lot of zone. We play zone. But they play more zone than we do. So we've got to, when the pace of the game changes because they switch to a zone defense, we have to be able to see and be aware and instantaneous go to something else without losing our focus, our rhythm, and our confidence. We struggled in the second half. All they played against us in Miami was zone, and we didn't handle it too well.
Well, Jim, as always, we sincerely appreciate the time. Certainly looking forward to hearing you and John Michael on the call tonight, 6:30 pregame, 7 o'clock tip time. Jim, Happy New Year to you and yours. Thank you, as always, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Same to you guys. Thank you.